The Mishnah Yun on the base, the last four lines on the Amud, the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes a machlek in Bisham and Basil. Bisham I hold per Erev, called them Yatar Yikra. You have to be in a reclining position when you recite Kriya Shema Baboike. You have to be in a standing position. Basilam and called them Kari Kedatan. There's no specific position. You can stand, you can sit, you can relax, whatever. And the Gemara quotes a Braise, Tan Rabbanon. About 30 lines into Yud Aleph and Aleph after the two dots. Tan Rabbanan Beisil Lamer Om De Mekorim Yosh Mekorim Mot Mekorim Holchemim Baderech Mekorim Oskemim Malach De Mekorim. Any one of the five positions. You can stand. You can sit. You can recline. You can walk. You can be Oskemim Malach De Mekorim. There's a Tazan Simeches in Hilchas Tzitzis, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Atifa. There is the opinion of the Maharach Zaruah, the son of the Rabbi Yitzchak Zaruah. So his opinion is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch once in a long, long while. So there they quote. He was of the opinion that the mitzvah deraisa, to wear tzitzis on a four-cornered garment, only applies if the garment is worn by Atifa, if you wear it over your head. But the way we wear, we don't, and maybe in Afghanistan they dress like that, maybe the sheikhs in Jordan, maybe in Arab countries, we don't wear garments over our heads. So he says that that's not a chi of tzitzis min haTorah. Why? Because since Bizman Matan Torah, that was the normal way. When the Torah was given in Har Sinai, that was the normal way for the people to wear garments over their heads. So that's what the Chumash is talking about. That's very questionable. Let's say the Gemara says on Shabbos, one of the 39 malachas is Mevashel. So the Gemara says, on Mevashel Bechama is Mutter Men HaTorah, Mutter Men Rabbanan. They never even asked Ben Rabbanan. Why is Bishel Bechama Mutter? Bishel Be'esh is Bishel. Bishel Betoldos Esh. Let's say I have a frying pan in this arid desert in the sun and it gets burning hot. Then I take the frying pan in the house, it's burning hot. I crack open an egg. The egg is going to get fried because the pan, the frying pan is burning hot. That's called toldos eish. If I have it in the Sahara Desert and it's heated up by the sun, then it's toldos achama. So it can be mochamed and chama. So toldos achama is a machlokes satanim, whether it's awesome at the rabbanan. But let's say I have a frying pan on the fire, then I take it off of the fire and I crack open an egg and I cook it. So that's bishul betoldos eish. Bishul betoldos eish is deraisa. Let's say I have a pot of burning hot soup on the fire, and I take it off of the fire, and then I put in a raw egg, and the raw egg becomes a hard-boiled egg, because the soup is burning hot, so it cooks the egg. So that's bishul betoldos ha'esh. If I have the pot of soup is on the fire, and the fire is still on the bottom, then that's bishul be'esh. I'm cooking the egg with the fire on the bottom. But if I took the pot of soup off the fire, and the fire is no longer affecting the egg, the fire heated up the soup, and now the soup is cooking, and that's called bishul betoldos eish. So bishul be'esh betoldos eish is bishul derais. Bishul b'chama is mutter min haTorah, mutter min rabbanan. Bishul betoldos achama is a machlokes hatanaim in the Mishnah, in the third parak in Shabbos. Maybe it's awesome at the rabbanan. How are people going to know the difference between a frying pan that was heated up by the fire as opposed to a frying pan that was heated up by the sun shining down? So why is bishul b'chama? Why is it mutter min haTorah? And even mutam rabban mishul betoldos ham. Why? So Rashi says ain derech bishul bekach. So that's the question. But b'zman hazeh, they have a dud shemesh, and the companies that manufacture dud shemesh, it's multi-billion-dollar companies. They're making a fortune of money. Everybody does bishul betoldos hachama. So maybe you should be deraisa b'zman hazeh. So Ramosha Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik both thought like that. That bizman hazeh, if you cook with a dud shemesh, that'll be bishul deraisa. It doesn't depend on the way it was bizman matan Torah. And most of the rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael don't accept that. They say, no, bishul with a dud shemesh is only the rabbanim. It can't be, it didn't change. So that's a question. When do you say like this, marach or zorah, that it depends the way things were in the days of matan Torah? And when do you say that it changes? Let's say we said, zman kriyashma. When people go to sleep, when people wake up. So years ago, they didn't have electric lights. So they used to go to sleep, going to sleep and waking up was a function of when the sun rises, when the sun sets. But Zman Hazeh, it's totally irrelevant. Nobody even knows when sunrise and sunset is. We all live based on electric lights. People go to sleep doomsday. They go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. They wake up at 9 o'clock in the morning. It has nothing to do with sunrise and sunset. So that's a serious shaila. Mishkan HaSyanki raises the shaila about the Zman Kriyat Shema. When does the din depend on what was normal Bizman Matan Torah? When does the din depend on what's considered normal in your generation? Every generation should depend on its own. So that's what the Ma'arach HaZeruah has, that chumer. So that's why that he, his opinion is that the mitzvah of tzitzis deraisa is only if you wear the beged over your head. So because of a chashash, and he holds that if you don't wear it over your head, there's no chiyuv tzitzis at all, even the rabbanim. So because of a chashash bracha levatola, we're choshish for his opinion. We don't pass on like him, we're choshish for his opinion. So when you say the bracha, l'hisata b'tzitzis, on the talus, you do an atifa. You're not going to wear it batifa the whole time during the davening. You do atifa, that the bracha should be kohagin. It should be a chashash bracha levatola. So on that simen, and simen ches, and shulchan aruch, and ilchas tzitzis, when they talk about making atifa, you say the bracha when you do the atifa. So the Taz quotes an interesting medrash, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is an easygoing fellow. He's not like a Melech Basav Adam. Melech Basav Adam, when he sends a letter to the community, like by Lubavitcher, if you ever went to a Lubavitcher wedding, so they say, we're going to read a letter from the Rebbe, everybody has to please stand up. So that's based on that Medrash. The Medrash, the Taz quotes in Simeches, when the Melech sends a letter to the Hamoinam, so they require everyone has to stand up when they read the letter from the Melech. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is easygoing. He wants you to say Kriyat Shema twice a day. You can be Yoishvim, you can be Omdim, you can be Motim, Holchim, Oskim and Malachtam. They quote Bezil Shita, Kol Adam Kari Kedarka. Easygoing. And it says you don't need Atifa. There's no need for Atifa. So Rav Soloveitchik said he remembered that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, would have a tifa with the talis at certain parts of the davening. The achronim have like this. We mentioned before Rosh Hashanah when we spoke about slichas. There's a machlokes achronim when you say the yud gimel midas in the slichas. Does that have the status of a davar shebikdusha or not? So the achronim had, and the tshuvas going to basroi, but they have the tshuvas from the Rama Lublin and from the Marshaw from that period of time, from the 1600s. So the in the tshuvas hagoinim bas goinim, it's not the goinim from the days of Rav Haigon, going to Basroi. So they say there's a machloikas, whether reciting Yud Gimel Midas has a status of a Dovah Shebikdusha. So they say three nafkaminas. One nafkamina, do you need a minyan? Can you say Bechidas? Another nafkamina, do you need a amida? We usually assume you have to stand for Dovah Shebikdusha. The Sfardim don't hold from that, because the Magen Avraham quotes the Arizal. The Poskim quote, there's a passage in the Yerushalmi that the Dovah Shebikdusha you have to stand. So the Arizal says that it's a Tos Sofer in the Yerushalmi. It shouldn't say that. It's a misprint in the Yerushalmi, shouldn't say. So Sfardim, a lot of the Sfardim, we rely on the Arizal. He wasn't a Sfardi, he was an Ashkenazi. I think the Arizal was not a Sfardi. But he changed the Nusach HaTfilah a lot. So the Arizal thinks that it's a Tos Sofer, that's where Moshe held that the Arizal didn't have the right to change the Nusach HaTfilah. He shouldn't have changed the Nusach Sfard. And if someone Nusach Svat changes back to Nusach Ashkenaz, then you're going back to where it started, then there's nothing wrong with that. Let's say the father was a chassid, the father dav Nusach Svat, and they sent his children to an Ashkenazi yeshiva. In the Ashkenazi yeshiva, they teach the children to dav Nusach Ashkenaz. So Moshe says, so good. So he went back to where the father should have been. The Arizal started, there's the one who changed it. So we're going back to what it should have been in the first place. Nusach Ashkenaz, that's the way it always was. So they're going to Basroi, say that there are three nafkaminas. They say one nafkamina where they need asorah. Dovah Shebikdusha needs asorah. One nafkamina where they need amida, according to the Yerushalmi that the Arizal crossed out. The third nafkamina is where they need atifa. They're going to Basroi, right, that you need atifa for a Dovah Shebikdusha. So what's a Dovah Shebikdusha? So Kadosh, Kedusha, Barchu, that's a Dovah Shebikdusha. So you should have atifa when you have that. So Rav Chaim used to have atifa to answer Baruchu b'Shachris and to answer Kaddish, and then he would take off the talus from his head after Baruchu and then put it back on for the Shemoneh Esrei. Why did he davka take off? Because of this Taz. Because the Taz quotes a Medrash and Simeches. The Taz quotes a Medrash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is easygoing, not like a Melech Basav Adam who requires that the people have to stand by Midah and have to have Atifa when they read his decree. Baruch Shalom says, say Kriya Shema, you don't need Atifa, you don't need Amidah, Kol Adam Kari Kedarka. That's part of the din of Kol Adam Kari Kedarka. So even though Rabbi Chaim already had the Atifa on when he said Baruch Hu, he took off the Atifa to demonstrate this din, Kol Adam Kari Kedarka. Bedavka, not some people put the talus over the head Bedavka when they say Kriya Shema, because it's a more important part of the davening. So Rav Soloveitchik said that's against the Medrash. Medrash says, based on the Basil, Kol Adam Kari Kedarka.
Sleepers, they don't have a
talisman,
so they get up.
So Atifa, it says in Chosha Mishpat that the Dayanim have to have Atifa. That's a Gemara in the first paragraph on Shabbat Dayanim, and it didn't Torah have to have Atifa. So the Pischei Tshuva there quotes from the Shaloh, what's Atifa? So he says, if you're wearing a talis, wear the talis over your head. Or you wear a hat, like we do when we daven Mincha Ma'ariv. That's what he writes. When we daven Shmoneh Esrei Mincha Ma'ariv, wear a hat. When the Dam Shachas, they didn't wear a hat. They wore the talus over the head. Shalom was in Germany. And by Mincha Ma'ariv, they wore a hat. That's what he writes. Atif is you wear something extra on your head that you normally didn't wear. Either you wear a hat or you wear the talus over your head. So that's the... the Gemara here has a machlekes, four lines before the wide lines, on Yud Aleph and Aleph. Tony Rabbi Cheskel. Rabbi Cheskel presents a brisa. Osa k'divrei b'shamay. Osa k'divrei b'seil losa. If you want, you can follow b'shamay. How can you follow b'shamay? The Gemara says that a baskol came out min hashamayim and said halacha k'b'seil. So either the Gemara, the Rashba says, either the Gemara goes before the baskol. The brisa that he's quoting, Tony Rabbi Cheskel. Rabbi Cheskel is an amora. So he's presenting. He's reciting a brisa. Either the brisa was composed before the baskol came out, or the brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, who says la b'shamayimi, that we don't follow the baskol. Rabbi Yeshua said la b'shamayimi when he had his machlokes with Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Lez ben Hurkanus disagreed. He was the minority opinion. He used to disagree with the chachamim all the time, and they said you can't keep on disagreeing. You're entitled to your opinion, but you can't pass kind of for the public like that. Because the public is b'chuyev, your talmidim should follow you, but the public should follow the rabbi, Macharab Melahatas, and he insisted, no, they have to follow him. He should paskin for everybody. So the end of the story was they put him in chair. They had to put Rabbi Lezer. His brother-in-law was a chief rabbi, so they put him in chair. So when they were arguing at the case, by the Tanu Shalach Noi case. So Rabbi Lezer says, "Min Hashamayim, they're going to prove that I'm right." So he says, "The trees should demonstrate that I'm right." So the trees started to bend over. The coastal Beis Hamedrash should demonstrate. The coastal Beis Hamedrash started to lean. The river should so the river started to turn backwards. So Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo b'Hashamayim hi. The Torah was given to us, and we have to paskin. The teva has no right to paskin the shaila. It's up to us to paskin." He says, "Lo b'Hashamayim hi." And a baskol came out and says, "What are you arguing with Rabbi Lezer? Halacha k'divrei Rabbi Lezer b'chol mokem." So he said, "We ignore the baskol also. Lo b'shamayim, we don't listen to the baskol." So that's the question. Once Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lo b'shamayim, we pass like Rabbi Yeshua." So do we ignore the baskol of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel also? Gemara says a different Gemara, a different Masechta says that after the many disputes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, so the baskol came out and said, "You should always pass like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai." So Lushitas Rabbi Yeshua, should you ignore that baskol also, lo b'shamayim hi, or not? So the Rashba writes on our Gemara, maybe this price of Tony Rabbi Cheskel, maybe it goes either before the baskol came out, or after the baskol came out, and the price follows the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, always lo b'shamayim hi. That's a question whether the baskols are the same. Tosfos, in Sanhedrin, Tosfos, and other places, talks about it. Maybe Rabbi Shu only said lo b'shamayim hi on that baskol, but on the baskol of Beis Hillel, maybe he would agree that that is valid for various reasons. Because Rabbi Lezer's baskol, Rabbi Lezer said, "Min hashamayim they should say I'm right." He called upon the heaven to say. So they said, "Yeah, what are you arguing, Rabbi Halach get the Rabbi Lezer mechamok?" Beis Hillel didn't call upon the heavens to say that they're right. The baskol came out on its own. So that's one distinction that Tosfos and the Rishonim say. Maybe lo b'shamayim hi, you don't rely on a baskol. If the tzaddik says, "I want a baskol," So Minaj mind, like Tzadik goes about Kodesh Boch and Mikhaim, so they're going to give a baskal. So that baskal, you're not relying. But Basil didn't. There wasn't Tzadik goes about Kodesh Boch and Mikhaim. So that was a voluntary baskal, came out on its own. Maybe there we do paskal like the baskal. Number two, Tosin says, the baskal by Basil and Beishamai was following the Alocha, Haram Lahatas. Beishamai had a pilpul. They had Bamed Dvar Mamurim, in addition to all the other arguments between the Basil and Beishamai. And I'm benching and I'm everything under the sun. They had 1,001 arguments. They had another machlokes, whether the din acharav lahatas applies if the rabbim are not as learned as the miut. Because the Gemara said the Beishamai were mechadad itvei. The Gemara in Yevamos on that daf, where Rabbi Kivega quoted from daf Yudalit. So the Gemara says there, Beishamai were in the majority, but Beishamai were sharper. And Beishamai agreed to that. Beishamai were masking. Beishamai were sharper. The sharp people are always in the minority. Most of the people are not so sharp. The geniuses are always in the minority. So in addition to all the other machlokes, and the Minchas Chinuch brings this up, but it's the Gemara like that. In addition to all the other machlokes in between Beishamai and Basila, had another machlokes regarding the mitzvah of Acharav Lahatas. The Basila said it applies in all cases, unless the rabbim is not learned, so they're not entitled to an opinion. Different story. But whenever the rabbim is entitled to an opinion, they're sufficiently learned to be entitled to an opinion. Even though the miut is mechadad itvei, you still follow the rabbim. And Beishamai held not so. Whenever the miut is mechadad itvei, so then you follow the miut. You don't follow the rabbim. So the baskal that came out by Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, was keneged adin, because Reb Lezer was the yochid, and yochid v'rab malochid kerabbim. So that baskol was keneged adin. So that's where Rabbi Shua says, Labo Shamayim, we're not going to follow a baskol, because it's keneged adin. But the baskol for Beis Hillel, that we are going to follow. That's a question in din. Do you apply a charam lahatzis, even if the miut is mechadad itvei? So the baskol said, Beis Hillel is right. You do follow the rabbi, even though the miut is mechadad itvei. That's not keneged adin. That was one of the machlekes in between Mishamah and Beis Hillel. Whether you follow the rabbi when the miut is mechadad itvei. So the baskol said, like Beis Hillel. It's not a baskol keneged adin. So that's questionable what the Rashba said. He gave the two suggestions. Either this Brisa Tani Rabbi Yecheskel was composed centuries before, years before. Rabbi Yecheskel is an Amora, Rabbi Yecheskel. He lives in Bavel. He doesn't have smicha. He's a reverend, Rav. If he would have smicha, he'd be called Rabbi Yecheskel. He's an Amora. So he's saying that centuries earlier, in the days of Beishamai Beis Hillel, before the baskol came out, so they didn't. He's presenting a price that was an ancient price. Also, get the Beishamai also. If you want, you can follow Beishamai. It's the price that was written before the baskol. Or the Rashba said maybe it's written after the baskol, and the price that follows Rabbi Yeshua that lo b'shamayim he. So that's questionable. The second answer, not all the Rishonim agree. They say maybe Rabbi Yeshua only said it by that baskol, not by this baskol. So that's 2 days in Rishonim. So the first price says if you want, you can follow Beishamai's opinion regarding this as well. Rabbi Yosef says, no, we don't hold like that. You're not allowed to follow Beishamai's opinion. And you're not Yotze. If you're sitting in a normal position and then it comes to Kriyashma, you stand up by Shachris, or you recline by Ma'ariv, you're not Yotze Kriyashma. How does he know you're not Yotze? Basila say, Kaladim Kari Kedarka. They five cases, standing, sitting, reclining, walking. Isaac ben Malachta, all five cases. So all of a sudden now he says, that's fine, all the five forms are good. You're Yotze, Basil will say. But if you recline specially, or you stand up specially by Shachmas, if you recline specially by Marit, lo yotze ve lo klum, you're not Yotze Kriyashma. How can it be that lo yotze? Basil will say everything is good. So he proves it is not. What does he prove? There's a machlekes hatanaim. So we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, there's a double machlekes. Besukkah ktana peligi, besukkah gdola. Besukkah ktana peligi, what's the minimum size of the sukkah? Is it vav al vav, rosh haveruba, or is it zayin al zayin, rosh haveruba vishulchanai? That's one machlekes. So that's by Beishamai poislim. They say the sukkah is pasul because it only has vav al vav, but still machshim, it's a kosher sukkah. But then there's another machlokes, if it's a sukkah gdolo, and he happens to be sitting at the edge of the sukkah, and the table with the food is out of the sukkah. Mishoi rosh haveruba b'sukkah gdolo, b'shulchan b'sach habayis. So that's, he can't say, Beishamai poislam, Beishamai hold you're not yotze the mitzvah, agzera derabbanan you're not yotze, b'sul hold that you are yotze. Om lehem b'sila b'shamai maisu shalcha ziknei. So they still argue with Beis Shammai. Iwayotze, then the sukkah gdol if you're sitting on the edge, and they prove it. Ma'aser shochas ziknem Beis Shammai ziknem misil levakas habecha ben ha'choyranis. They visited someone. Umetzavu shayir rosh eruv sukkah shchanim sach habayis. But lo yom alay klum. So Bisila proved that it's kosher. Yotze, you can be yotze like that. Omalehem shabeis Shammai respond, not true. Our version of that story was Misham Raya. Rashi usually has two pshatim. Either Misham Raya is Benichusa. Misham Raya, you're bringing a Raya from that story that you're right, that there's no problem. No, other Rabbi, Misham Raya from that story is a Raya that we are right, because Afei Mamraloi, can you say, Nagla Kamta Mitzvah Sukh Miyamecha? The other pshat Rashi gives Misham Raya Bitmiya, bringing a Raya from that story, that's not true. Two pshatim, the same thing. Two pshatim, whether it's benichusa, adarab, and misham raya to us, or misham raya betmiya, it's not true. So what did the Gemara prove? How did Rav Yosef prove that we don't follow, that brisa is not relevant? That brisa, also gedevi beshamay, also gedevi sil, also, according to the Rashba's first pshat, that's an old brisa that was composed before the Baskol came out from heaven. Before the Baskel came out, that was the din. You have a right to follow Beis Shammai, you have a right to follow Beis Hillel. You can follow whichever opinion you want. You want to join the Beis Shammai, you can join them. So what does Rabbi Yosef say? That Bryce is before the Baskel, now it's not the same. That Bryce is not relevant anymore, what Rabbi Cheska quoted. Recline specifically from Kriyat Shema Shel Ma'ariv and stand up specifically for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, you're not yotze even midyevid b'haraya from the Mishnah about Sukkah. How do you prove from the Mishnah from Sukkah? How do you prove anything over here? So Rashi writes b'tamimus that just like over there, if you do like Beis Hillel l'divrei Beis Shammai, you're not yotze. So over here, if you do like Bishamay, Alib de Besil, you're also not Yotze. So Tosfos says, what's a Tzushtel? That's exactly the Machlokes over there. If you Besukah Gdoila, Bishamay have Gzera de Rabbanon, Rosh Aruba, Besukah Shulchan, Besach HaBais, they say you're not Yotze. Gzera de Rabbanon, Shemi, Moshe, Chacham, Shulchanai. So how can you apply that? Bishamay hold that it's Gzera de Rabbanon, you're not Yotze. How can they apply that to our case? Besil, so you're Yotze, any position you have. I made mutte mahalech oisik b'mla. Everything is good. How can you say that you're not even yet? That's what Tosfos asked the kasha. How can Rashi say just like over there? Beis Shammai say if you do like Beis Hillel, not yet. So here Beis Hillel would say if you do like Beis Shammai, not yet. But here Beis Hillel say any position is acceptable. So Tosfos quotes a pshat. It's a very strange gemara here. So Tosfos, the last 10 lines says al kein pirush abenu shmaya. Who's Rabbi Nishmaya? Talmud of Rashi. He was a Talmud, one of the early Bali Atos. Alkein Pirush Rabbi Nishmaya. The Komedame Hachi. Medika Omar, you see that at the end of the Tosis, Tani Rabbi Cheskel, the last 10 lines in the Tosis. Medika Omar, Lokiyam Ta Mitzvah, Avagav Ta Minadin Yotzei, Rosh Avruba Vesukha is good Minat Torah. Eno Asur Elek Zerah, the Rabbanu Shem Masha Achal Shulchanai. But nonetheless, he say, you're not Yotze at all. You're not Yotze at all. Men HaTorah, it's Mutar L'Hatchila. But the Rabbanon, they made a Gzeira that you shouldn't do it. And he said, you're not even Yotze B'Dievet. You're not even... So, Ki Hagavne Gabi Kriyashma, Avagav to Men HaDin, certainly Yotze, Men HaDin means B'Deraisa Yotze. B'Dievet, why? Kivin B'Sil, B'Dievet, B'Sil, so you can say in any position. But kaven to the Besil and a Nochan, Kedis and the Masnisen, Kedai is a Loch of Atzmecha, Mosse, give me Shammah the Besil, also will look from. What's the two stone? So it means that Tosfos is saying, Kolodim Kori Kedarka is a din. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do Atifa, to say Kriyashim. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do Motim. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do Amida. It's a din. It has to be Kolodim Kori Kedarka. It sounds like it's only midirabbanan because they're making a tushtel to the Rosh Avuruba Vesukim Shulchanim Sech Habayis. So on the level of the Reis, the Beis Hillel say, it says, Belech Duchav Adera Kolodim Kori Kedarka. So you learn from the Pasuk, any position. You can recite Kriyashma in any position. Kolodim Kori Kedarka. But midirabbanan, they made a din that you're not allowed to. like the Medrash that the Taz quoted, the Ribbono Shel Olam is not like a Melech Basav Adam. Melech Basav Adam wants Kavod, so he wants you to do Amida, he wants you to do Atifa when they read the edict from the king, when they read the letter from the king. The Melech Malchei Hamlochim, the Ribbono Shel Olam, easygoing. And he says it on the level of the Rabbanim, it does make a difference. And on the level of the Rabbanim, they say you're not allowed to. So just like the Shammai say, there's a gzera the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to Rosh Avru v'sugu shalchanim v'sach habayis. And if you did it, we declare you're not yotzei in the mitzvah suk, because you didn't do it the way you're supposed to. Let's say you recite Kiddush on Shabbos. The Gemara says Kiddush is deraisa. Alayayin is also deraisa. Kiddush alayayin. Alayayin is also deraisa. So it's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Tosfos in different places quotes. Because Gemara says, Gemara has a braisa, Zachos yamash tafas lekachu, Zachreu alayayin. The Gemara is learning out from a pasuk, Zachreu alayayin. Alayayin, those two words are also deraisa, just Zachreu is deraisa. So different opinions. Some Bali Tosfos had the girsa in the Gemara, the beginning of Nazir, that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, but Yayin Shal Kiddush and Abdali is allowed to drink, because that's a din deraisa, that's Yayin Shal Mitzvah. The Nazir is only forbidden from drinking normal like wine, but Yayin Shal Mitzvah is allowed to drink. So obviously, a Nazir is an issue deraisa. So obviously they thought that the idea of Kiddush Al Yayin is a din deraisa, it's not mid Rabban. We don't really pass like that. We assume that Al Yayin is only the Rabban. Kiddush B'dvarim is deraisa, the Magen Avraham quotes. We pass like the Rambam. Kiddush B'dvarim is deraisa to recite Kiddush, but Kiddush Al Yayin, that part is only the Rabban. And then Tosfos says, and even if you hold that Kiddush Al Yayin is deraisa, like that girsa, that the Nazir is allowed to drink Yayin Shal Kiddush B'Avdallah, because a different kind of Yayin, Yayin Shal Mitzvah, but something for sure is only the Rabban, unless the Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. That for sure is only the Rabban, that you have to have the Kiddush in connection with the meal, that's only the Rabban. So what if a person, let's say, hears Kiddush in Shul? The minig always used to be, I don't know, today after the shuls leave it out, but the minig always used to be that in all the shuls they recite Kiddush. So the Gemara says you're not yotzei with the Kiddush because it's not Kiddush b'makom suda. But on the level of the deraisa, you are yotzei. Some of the Rabbanan, they said you're not yotzei. If there's a mitzvah deraisa that menatar you can fulfill Kiddush b'dvarim, when you say Ma'ariv, when you dav Ma'ariv, you said Kiddush, menatar should be yotzei the Kiddush b'tfilo. But with the Rabbanan, they need al hayayin. And even according to those that you need alayayin and you need Kiddush b'makom suda, so we say that either mid the rabbanan or some would even say min haTorah, you're not yotzei the Kiddush. Since the Chachamim said you have to say Kiddush alayayin and b'makom suda, and you were just yotzei Kiddush b'tefila, Kiddush b'dvarim, you're not yotzei. Either you're not yotzei min haTorah, you're not yotzei mid the rabbanan. That's a further, that's a detail machlokes. Here the lashon on Mishnah is, you were never yotzei. So it says the last line in this Tosfos Tani Rabbi Cheskel, they have in brackets, Ein Tosfos Sukkah, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So Tosfos there in Sukkah interprets the Mishnah as meaning, you're not yotzei min haTorah. If the Chachamim tell you that you have to eat in Sukkah in a fashion that the food is also in the Sukkah, shouldn't be b'shulchanim b'sach habayis, so Tosfos says, you're not even yotzei min haTorah. That's why the Loshen says, look, you're absolutely not even yotzei on the level of the rice. The Ramban disagreed. The Ramban of Psochim and the Melchama, the Ramban of Psochim disagrees. He says, no, look, you weren't yotzei properly. The Rabbanan, you're not yotzei. Why should you say that you're not yotzei minatar? So the same thing, Kiddush, let's say. You're going to say Kiddush b'dvarim, shalom alakos. Or even Kiddush alakos, shalom b'mokam suda. So the Chachamim said it has to be Kiddush al Yayin b'makom suda. So we're going to say you're not yotzei. So Tosfos will say you're not even yotzei min haTorah because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa the way the Chachamim, with all the conditions that the Chachamim placed upon it. And the Rabban will say, no, you're yotzei min haTorah, you're not yotzei mid the Rabban. Okay, so that's a machloikas. But I'll call upon him, Beishamei say, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukeh, because they say that you're not allowed to do like that, Rosh Avruva v'sukah b'shulchanim b'sach habayis, so they say, look, kiyamta mitzvah sukah, what it means, minatar mid rabbanan, machlok tais ramban, is not so relevant over here. They just said you're not yotzei, because you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of sukah the way the Chachamim required of you to do it. So here, on the level of the Raisa Bisil, just say Kolodim Kori Kedarka, in any position you want. On the level of the Rabbanon, the Medrash that the Taz quoted added on more. Kolodim Kori Kedarka is a requirement. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do Atifa. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do Amida, to do Hatoya. You're not allowed to. Say, if you were in a position of Hatoya, you said Kriyashma, okay, Bisil say Yoytze. But if you went out of your way, that's against the din you weren't supposed to. Kolodim Kori Kedarkai. So just like Beis Shammai say, if you sit in Sukkah in a fashion, the Chacham said you shouldn't do the mitzvah like that. So not only lechatchila you're not allowed to, you're not in the Yotze B'Riyeh, but either you're not Yotze M'Natan, not Yotze M'Rabbanon, irrelevant. So here also, if you're going to fulfill Kriya Shema in a way where the Chachamim said you're not allowed to do it like that, you're not allowed to go out of your way. It has to be kolodim kori kedak. You have to be in a relaxed position. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do something special. So then the Beisil would say, you're not even Yotze B'Riyeh. That's the tzushta. That's what Tosis explained. That just like Le Beis Shammai, you're not even Yotze B'Riyeh by the Sukkah, so too Le Beis Hillel, you're not even Yotze B'Riyeh here because there's a din mid the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to. There's a din mid the Rabbanon that has to be kolodim kori kedak. You're not allowed to go out of your way to do something special. Yeah. That's what Tosis learns in the Gemara. So Tony Rabbi Cheskel, he's, the Rajba said, he's quoting an old brisa that was composed centuries before the Baskol came out. And Rabbi Yosef says, that's fine, that was centuries ago. But Halach L'maisa B'zman Hazeh, the brisa doesn't apply. He's not disagreeing with the brisa, but the brisa was correct before the Baskol came out. Before it was Om de Laminium, before the Baskol came out. You can join Beis Shammai if you want. But B'zman Hazeh, he says, L'yosu V'lai Klum, because since we Paskol like Beis Hillel, so you're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai, and even Midiyevit, you're not Yotzei at all. There is in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machloikis in the following case. When we blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, say Shachyanu, because Tkir shofar is a mitzvah, bom is man lezman. We haven't blown shofar since last year on Rosh Hashanah. Say Shachyanu. What about when you blow shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Do you say Shachyanu or not? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber holds, you don't say Shachyanu, because you just heard Tkir shofar yesterday. You don't say Shachyanu when you put on tefillin. I just put on tefillin yesterday. Yeah, I put it on the day before. You always put on tefillin. So it's not so, each mitzvah should be very exciting. But if I just did the mitzvah recently, so you don't say another Shachyanu. A Pidyon HaBen comes once in a long, long time. So then the Gemara said, the last Gemara in Pesachim, the last line that you say Shachyanu on a Pidyon HaBen. It's a rare mitzvah. But the Rambam Shita is a bris milah. The Rambam holds that he says Shachyanu by every bris milah. A bris milah is a rare mitzvah. But tefillin and tzitzis, every day you do it. So you don't say Kiddush. Every Shabbos you say Kiddush. You don't say Shachyanu. So the second day Rosh Hashanah. So Mechaber says you were Yotzei Tkiyos yesterday. The second day you shouldn't say Shachyanu. Not so exciting. And the Rambam passing is not so. That even though we blew shofar yesterday, but we observed the second day Rosh Hashanah, we act as if it's a Sveika D'Yoma. It's not the same Sveika D'Yoma as every other Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, because Rosh Hashanah is a Kedusha Achas, it's Yom Arichto, but still, it's both Sveika D'Yoma and Kedusha Achas. The Ramban in the beginning of Beitza has in the Melchamas on the bottom of the page in the Rif, Ramban explains that the observance of the second day Rosh Hashanah is both B'Torah Sveika D'Yoma. When they made the Luach Kavua, we were just discussing yesterday the whole Hishtalshalos, the history of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. So the Goyim write in the Tshuva that it started in the days of Yishuv Ben Nun, when Reuven and Gad and Chatzur Shevet HaMenashe went back home, they left Eretz Yisrael. So they say that Yishuv Ben Nun probably wished them farewell, and he said, you better observe Yontif Sheni, because you're never going to know when Rosh Chodesh was. So they think that it began then. So the Yontif Sheni made sense when there was a Shtikal HaSveika D'Yoma for many centuries till the days of Abai Barabba. During the lifetime of Abai Barabba, the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael established the Luach Kavua. So they knew already 1,000 years in advance that this coming Friday and Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. So there's no longer any Sveika D'Yoma. So why should we still continue to observe Yontif Sheni? So the Gemara says in the beginning of Beit Zan, Davdala, they sent a letter, Shalcham Itam, sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Those who used to observe Yontif Sheni in the Pesach should still continue to observe Yantam Sheni now. So what's the story with Rosh Hashanah? So the Balamor writes in the beginning of Beitza that for many, many years in Eretz Yisrael there was only one day Rosh Hashanah until Talmid HaRif came to Eretz Yisrael and they forced the issue that everyone should follow the Rif and they pressured everybody you have to observe Yantam Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah. And that's the practice now also. Even in Eretz Yisrael they have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. I don't know the Reform. The Reform have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what they have. Doesn't make a difference what they have. So why do they observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael? Because in Eretz Yisrael they also used to observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah, wherever the Beis Din was and made Kiddush HaChodesh, they can't go Chutz L'Tchum. It's Rosh Hashanah Yantav. You can't go Chutz L'Tchum to notify everybody that today is Rosh Hashanah. So whoever didn't live Toch HaTchum of the Beis Havar, of the Beis Din, who declared that today is Rosh Chodesh, wouldn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. So every location in Eretz and the Beis Havad wasn't always in Yerushalayim. For centuries, the whole Baisheni period, the Beis Nagorol met in the Lishkas Hagozes in the Beis Hamikdash. Then 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says the Beis went into Golos. And then till the days of Abay Verove, they went into Golos many, many times. The Gemara says, that's the Golias Golso Sanhedrin. So they went into Golos many times. They went to Usha and Shvarim and Tzipori and Tveria and Yavne. They kept on floating around, and until the days of Abay Verava, they were more than Eser Golias. They were floating every city in Eretz Yisrael. At some time or another, was Toch HaTchum of the Beis Din, because they were always running away from the government. The government didn't want them. The government didn't permit them to do Kiddush HaChodesh. They would kill them if they would catch them making Kiddush HaChodesh. They wanted to crush the whole Jewish religion. So every location in Eretz, that's what the Ramban explains this. Every location in Eretz Yisrael, at some time or another, was Toch HaTchum of the Beis Avad, and they only had one day, Rosh Hashanah. And in some time or another, every location in Eretz Yisrael was Chutz L'Tchum. Yerushalayim, a lot of times, was Chutz L'Tchum, when the Beis Din was in Tzipori, in Tveria. That's far away from Yerushalayim. It's many hours by car from Tveria to Yerushalayim. So that was the issue, that was Machlokes, the Rif and the other Rishonim. Every location in Eretz Yisrael at some time or another only had one day Rosh Hashanah, and every location at some time or another had 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So the Beis Din Paskin, when they made the Luach Kavua on the days of Abay Verava, you should still continue to observe the practice. Those who observe Yantav Sheni should still continue. So every city in Eretz Yisrael sometimes had and sometimes didn't have. So the Balamor says we should treat every city. Since sometimes it only had one day Rosh Hashanah, nowhere in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't have 2 days. Because since every city at some time or another only had one day Rosh Hashanah, so no one should have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The Ramban is explaining the Rif. He says, no, every city at some time or another in Eretz Yisrael was Chutz L'Tchum of the Beis Havad. So every city should continue to observe. So what is the Minig HaVaseich Meidechem that you observe 2 days? That's today. That's the common practice. Like the Rif. Talmid HaRif came to Eretz Yisrael. The Rif lived in Fez, in Morocco. So when they moved to Eretz Yisrael, they changed the practice, and now they observe, everybody observes 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Ramban says, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, there are three logical possibilities. It could be that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is not at all. If the Eidim would come early, today we have a Luach Kavua. But we have to still continue the practice like in the days of our ancestors, our forefathers, before the Luach Kavua. So before the Luach Kavua, there were three logical possibilities. Could be that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is Chol. The Eidim would come early in the morning, they would declare today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Chol. Could be that the Eidim wouldn't come at all on the first day, and only the second day would be Rosh Hashanah. Could be the Eidim would come on the first day, Men HaMincha LaMaila, late in the afternoon. And then there's a Takana de Rabbanan Noga, most Yom Kodesh and Lamacha Kodesh. The first day is Rosh Hashanah de Rabbanan, second day is Rosh Hashanah de Raisa. So we have to observe today, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, Yizor B'minig HaVaseich HaMedechem, because of all of the three possibilities. Could be that they're both Kodesh. If they're both Kodesh, then it's Kedusha Achas, then it's Yom HaRichta. Maybe only the first day is Yontem, maybe only the second day is Yontem. So maybe only the second day, so when we blew Shofar yesterday, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah. So we didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar in the last year, since we observed 2 days Rosh Hashanah because of three possibilities. Today there are no possibilities. Today we know 1,000 years in advance that this week, Friday and Shabbos, is Rosh Chodesh. But we have to act as if Hizor B'minig HaVaseich HaMeidechem. We should still continue. Those who used to observe 2 days Yontem should still continue to observe it, according to all the possibilities that it could have been, Bisman Shekitshua Piri, before the days of Abai Barah. So the Ramban says, on any given Rosh Hashanah, there are three possibilities. Maybe only the first day, maybe only the second day, and yesterday was the Erev Rosh Hashanah. So you got to say Shechyanu today, because yesterday was a fake, yesterday was a bluff. We haven't heard Kiyo Shofar Kedin in the last year. So that's what the common practice is today by Ashkenazim. We say Shechyanu on the second day. And the Svardim only say Shechyanu on the first day. They don't say on the second day. Unless the first day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so they don't blow Shofar. You don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. So then when you blow on the second day, so you say Shechyanu, because you haven't heard Shofar in a year. We heard Shofar Chodesh Elul, but that's only a minute. That doesn't count. We haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Shofar since a year ago. So that's a mitzvah bar mizman lezman. So on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have a machloikas. What's the din if the first day Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, and the wise guy blew Shofar on Shabbos? There's a takanas chacham, you're not allowed to blow Shofar. He went ahead and he blew the Shofar on Shabbos. Shaloi kedin. Against it, that's the gzeira de rabba. Shema yavirena dalaram is b'shusarab. So when he blows Shofar on the second, so they give him musa, they scream. But Lamaisa, the whole Kehila heard Shofar yesterday. So when they blow Shofar on the second day, Rosh Hashanah, did they say Shechyanu? Because yesterday was Dvar Metelim and Mevatolim, Lo Shvirim, Lo Kayam, and nobody was Yotzi anything yesterday, because they weren't supposed to blow Shofar. He say, no. What do you mean? With the Rabbanan, he did wrong, but he's still Yotzi that Kiyo Shofar on the level of the rice. So some related to this Gemara, that the Gemara says, whenever you did Shaloi Kedin, so you're not Yotzi at all. According to Tosfos and Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amlam, not Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Me'amecha, not even Yotze Sukkah Min HaTorah. That's a Chiddush in Tosfos. And according to the Ramban, you're not Yotze Midi Rabbanan. You're not Yotze Midi Rabbanan. So that's a Shaila. Is that the same thing? That's not the same thing. That's not the same thing. There they made a Gzer Rabban. You're not allowed to do the mitzvah. Here they didn't make a Gzer. You're not allowed to do them. They said the correct way to make Kiddush is Kiddush ala kos b'mokam suda. They said, be yotze Kiddush, but do it the way we tell you. Don't do it the way it used to be in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Kiddush b'dvarim. Say Kiddush ala yayim b'mokam suda. So he says Kiddush in shul, shalom b'mokam suda. So that's, or over here, min ha-Torah in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, said Rosh Yerubu v'sukum shalchan v'sukh ha-bayis, say yotze the mitzvah. And the Rabban, they said, you're not allowed to do that. Not they said, you're not allowed to do that. They said the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah, the rice of sukkah, is you with the shulchan should all be in the sukkah. You didn't do the mitzvah properly. So here, by the Kiddush case, and by the Kriya Shema case, the Silim Misham and the Mishnah, and by the sukkah case, all the three cases are the same. There's a mitzvah that you mechuyev to do. Mitzvah Kiddush, a mitzvah sukkah, a mitzvah Kriya Shema, mitzvah min ha-Torah. Min ha-Torah yoytzei, the way you did it. I mean, the Rabbanan, you weren't supposed to do it like that. You were supposed to fulfill the mitzvah in a specific form. You did it the old way, before the Chachamim instituted their conditions. So that's so we say not even Yotze B'di'evit. Either not Yotze Min HaTorah, you're not Yotze Min HaRabbanan. You're not even Yotze B'di'evit. Yeah, that's because they told you the correct way to fulfill the mitzvah. But here it's a different story. They told you, we prohibit you from fulfilling the mitzvah. But if the guy goes and he does the mitzvah, you can say, you can go either way over here. It's not the same shayla, you can say, but on the level of the raisa, he did the mitzvah. It's not that the Chacham said, do the mitzvah tomorrow. What do you mean, tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah? If today is Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah. They said, don't do the mitzvah. So you can say, it's worse than the other case. Madach, in the other case, he did the mitzvah, he didn't do it the way the Chachamim said. So you can say, either way, it's not exactly the same. It's not necessarily totally zebizah.
That
you're not allowed to blow Shofar, right?
This is not Yishkach Laker.
Right, this is not Yishkach Laker. This is, they said, the more correct way to fulfill Sukkah is this way. The correct way to say Kriya Shema is not to go out of your way. With the Rabbanan, they said, you shouldn't go out of your way. Call Adam Kari Kedarka. Yeah. And the correct way to be Yotze Kiddush is B'mokam Suda. So you're doing the mitzvah, but not the way the Chachamim said you're supposed to do it. So there the Gemara says that you're not even b'yotze b'di'evit. You did the mitzvah not the way they told you to do the mitzvah. Either you're not yotze min ha-Torah, you're not yotze min ha-Rabbanan. But over there it's a different story. They said, don't do the mitzvah. So it could be that that's worse. Your mom is not yotze. How can you say not yotze anything? It could be that it's better. It's not the same. It's not exactly the same. Not the same kind of a case. There is a Rabbi Chana Wasserman has in his Sefer on Yevamos, the Kavis Haaretz. There's a the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Peites and Daf Tzadik. The Gemara has the whole sugya of Yeshkach V'Yar Chachamim Lakadav Manatar B'Shei B'Altasa. The Chachamim said, "Don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos." And the Ger Shenis Garen at Pesach should not bring a Korban Pesach that day. You should bring a Pesach Sheni. And if you have a beged arba kamfas shel pishton, you should not allow to put in tzitzis. Period. Not allowed to put it. So the guy's going to wear an arba kamfas, but that's tzitzis. So that's called yeshkach b'al chachamim laka dov men atoira b'shevi al tasa. They tell you don't do the mitzvah. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman quotes a discussion in the Rishonim. What if the guy has a beged shel pishton, and he puts in tzitzis with tchelas, and the tchelas has to be a certain color and has to be a certain material? The Gemara says that tchelas has to be woolen strings. You can't use pishton strings. Whatever the beged is, doesn't matter. The chutei tchelas have to be wool that's dyed a specific color blue that comes from the chalozen. So what if he takes a beged shel pishton, which benatar is chayv in tzitzis, he puts in tzitzis, and he puts in tchelas, and he makes shatnas, and with the rabbanan, you're not allowed to do that mitzvah. So would he get malchus for wearing shatnas? On the level of the raisad zesa dechaloy sesi. But the Rabbanon, they said, don't fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Don't put in any tzitzis. But he went ahead and he put in tzitzis. So some say, even though they said you're not allowed to, yesh koach lakar, but you put in the tzitzis, so you're yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis on the level there. So you say, yes, and dechaloy sesi. And others say, no. You get, the Rabbanon quotes one of the Rishonim, I forgot right here. One of the Rishonim says, not from the famous Rishonim, like Kolbo or somebody like that, one of the Rishonim says that you get malchus. So he asked Rab Chaim that you get malchus for wearing the shatnas and the beged shel pishton, even on the level of the raisa yimuchayivtu. There was the machlokes again. There was a machlokes and achrayim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. If they blew shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, shecholi is b'Shabbos, and it's a svarah shekila, so they only say shachyanu on the first day. They don't say on the second day. But if the first day of Shabbos you don't blow, then you say shachyanu on the second day. So what if they did blow on the first day? The guy made a mistake. He blew shofar on the first day. So that's a machlokes. They say shachyanu on the second day. You say the first day he wasn't yotze anything, or you say no. Bottom line, he was yotze on the level of the raisa. So the second day, there's no great excitement, because he just heard shofar yesterday. So that's a machlokes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi Chanan asked Rabbi Chaim, is that the issue over here? If you put in tzitzis and a beged shel pishton, and you put in tchelis also, so the tchelis has to be, the chuta tchelis has to be tzemer, and the tzemer, the pishton, constitutes shatnas. So would you say, ese decha lo isese? So that's a dion and rishonim, whether you would get malchus or not. So yes, Rabbi Chaim, is that the same machlokes? When the Chachamim say you're not allowed to do the mitzvah, you're not allowed to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah, the guy goes ahead and he does blow. So you say he's not yotzei anything, he's not yotzei, but he say no, he is yotzei. That's the same shot. So Rav Chaim said not necessarily so. You could even say that b'di'evid you are yotzei the mitzvah of shofar on the first day Rosh Hashanah shecholi is b'Shabbos, and you put in tzitzis in the beged shel pishton, you are yotzei the mitzvah of tzitzis. But ese dechaloy sesei only applies if you're mechuyif to do the essay. Bottom line, the Chachamim told you you're not allowed to do the essay. So how can you say Ese Dechalo Sese? Even if you say you are Yotze the Mitzvah, Ese Dechalo Sese is only the chiyuv to do the essay is Dechalo Sese. Here, bottom line, there's no chiyuv because Yesh Kach Be'al Chachamim. Lakadav Benatar B'Shei Be'al Tase. So there's room to say, even if you say he was Yotze the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, even if you are Yotze the Mitzvah of Shofar on the first day, when it's Chol Yis B'Shabbos, and the second day Rosh Hashanah, you won't say Shachyanu because you were Yotze yesterday. So even if you say you are Yotze in the mitzvah tzitzit, he'll still get Malkus because he was Shatnes, and you can't say Eser Dechol Asese because bottom line there was no Chiv. Halacha Lamai said there was no Chiv to put it in. True, you were Yotze in the mitzvah tzitzis, but there was no the Heter Eser Dechol Asese if there's a Chiv essay. There's no Chiv essay, so maybe. Even though you did the mitzvah, you can't say yes, dechaloy sese. To be doichi, you need a chiyuv to do the essay. That's what Rab Chaim suggested. So that all the issues don't have to be lumped in together. The shaila, if you yotze kiddush there's a Russian Psochim has a discussion. The Gemara says when you say Kiddush in Shul, no one's Yotze because the Machlokes and the Gemara, where they need Kiddush Makom Suda, we Paskin, you need Kiddush Makom Suda. Midirabbanan, it's not a Din Melator. Midirabbanan, you need Kiddush Makom Suda. And if you say Kiddush La Makom Suda, you're not Yotze. You have to repeat the Kiddush again. So the Gemara says, so why do we say Kiddush in Shul? So the Gemara says to be motzi orchem yedei chayvosim, because they were always in the days of the Gemara, they were orchem, they used to eat in the shul, they used to eat in the room next to the shul, so they used to say kiddush to be motzi the orchem. So the shayla is, but b'zman hazeh, we don't have that practice, we don't have any orchem eating in the shul or the rooms next to the shul. If they're orchem, they're going to eat by the balabatim. So why do you still say kiddush in shul? So that's a question. So there's a Tshuvas HaRambam. The Rambam says they made a Takana, so the Takana remains, even though the reason for the Takana doesn't apply anymore. The Rambam gives a Tzushtel to Chazaras HaShatz. They made a Takana of Chazaras HaShatz, because in the days of the Tanaim, there were Eina Bikiyim. So they made a Takana, Lahotiyasa Eina Baki, Dechevosa, so even though Bizman said, Kolon Chacham, Kolon Nevanim, Kolon Zekanim, everybody knows how to daven. We have a Siddur. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't allow a Siddur. They weren't allowed to write down the Siddur because the Nusach HaTfilah was considered part of the Torah Shebaal Peh. In the later generations, they wrote down the Siddur. So even though Bizman Hazeh, we don't need the Chazaras HaShatz, nobody's in Eina Bokeh, everybody knows how to daven, but the Rambam says it made a Takana. So the Rosh gives a different explanation, why we still continue to recite Kiddush and Shul. So he says, there are some people who are just going to go home and go to sleep. They're not going to make Kiddush. They don't have wine or whatever, they're not going to say Kiddush, or at least let them be Yotze Kiddush their eyes. So the Rosh is of the opinion that if you say Kiddush and Shul, Shalob, and Makam Suda, you Yotze the Din their eyes. You don't say like that Taisa said, that if you sit in the Sukkah in such a way that the Chacham Rosh of Ruba Vesukkah B'Shulchan Pesach Habayis, Layosav Aloy Klum, Ken Isenag Lakiyam Temitz Vesukkah Me'emach, and not even Yotze Sukkah their eyes. That's what the Tosfos says in Sukkah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Ramban disagreed. He said, no, lo kiyamta mid the Rabbanot, but min HaTorah you are Yotze. So the Rosh says that if you hear the Kiddush and Shul, you Yotze the Kiddush deraisa. We don't say that Yen Mamish not Yotze anything at all. You Yotze on the level of the deraisa. So there's some people who are just not going to say Kiddush when they go home. So they want to be mezakeh them. So we say Kiddush and Shul to be Motzi those people.
Why do we have to assume
the Pashtus is that they're all in the same boat. You have a mitzvah deraisa that you can fulfill under all oifanim, but Midir Rabban, they said, we want you to fulfill it like this. We want you to say, Kriya Shema, Kol Adam Kori Kedark. You shouldn't go out of your way. We want you to be able to say, Kriya Shema, by not going out of your way. We want you to be able to say, Sukkah, in this fashion. The Kiddush has to be Makom Suda. So whenever there's a mitzvah, there I say you can be Yotze in any fashion. And with the Rabbanon, they said, we want you to be Yotze in a mitzvah like this. So then Tosfos seems that they would say in all the cases, because the Gemara is putting together these two cases. The case of the Sukkah, when he does Shaloi Kedin with the Rabbanon, and the case of the Kriya Shema, he does Shaloi Kedin with the Rabbanon. Because Beis Hillel say, on the level of the Raisa called Adam Kari Kedarka, you may. On the level of Rabbanu Kolari Karim Kedarka said, then you're not allowed to go out of your way to read it in a specific way. So Tosfos learns in the Gemara, they're putting them together. So Mistama, the case of Kiddush, would also be the same. On the level of the Raisa, he can be Yotze Kiddush, Alav Makom Suda. But with the Rabbanu, they said, we want you to be Yotze Kiddush, Makom Suda. So Tosfos would probably say, not even Yotze on the level of the Raisa. So the Rosh, that Rosh in Arvid Pesachim, the Rosh says we recite Kiddush and Shul. I'm here for those people who are just, they're going to go home and not going to say Kiddush. Probably is in disagreement with that. So he probably holds like the Ramban.
If it's not Yesh Koach, then what exactly is the mechanism that allows the rabbis to decide that you're not Yotze if you don't follow the following rule? Is it, are they redefining the deraisa and they're saying it's really supposed to be in this way? Where does that come from?
You can't say they're redefining on the level of the Raisa. They're only saying it on the level of the Rabbanan. It's a Pella. How can Taisa say you're not Yotze on the level of the Raisa? That's a Pella. That's what the Ramban doesn't believe it. You're asking, Taisa doesn't make any sense. Okay, it's a Pella. I'm asking. Taisa is a Pella. It's a big Kiddush, that Taisa. That you're not even Yotze on the level of the Raisa. It's a very big Kiddush. Nachamal said that's the Gemara. So again, Tani Rabbi Cheskel, he quotes a Braisa from 300 years earlier. The Braisa, the Rashi, the Braisa was written before the Baskol came out from heaven. Yeah, that Braisa is another Masechtus also. You can follow whichever Shita you want. Ask any local Orthodox rabbi, whatever the rabbi says is okay. And Rabbi Yosef says, but it doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. It doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh because Beisham Be'mokam Mesila in a Mishnah. We don't paskan like that. So just like if you hold like Beis Shammai, also Kedivri Beis Hillel, also like Klum, so too if you hold like Beis Hillel, and they said Koladim Kari Kedak is an Issa the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go out of your way. That's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara. You're not allowed to go out of your way, so you're not even Yotzei B'Riyevet. The Mishkan is Yankif thought that Tosfos was a Doichik. It is. There's Rabbeinu Shmaya in the Tosfos. He's putting in a new element over here. That Beis Hillel, on the level of the rice, Beis Hillel say Kolodim Kori Kedarkai, you may recite Kriya Shema in any position. And with the Rabbanon, there's an Isser, you're not allowed to go out of your way to recite Kriya Shema in a specific way. You're not allowed to do Atifa to say Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to do Amida. You're not allowed to do Hatoya. You're not allowed to. It doesn't really say that in the Gemara. Maybe Kolodim Kori Kedarkai means relaxed, whatever you want. But who says that there's an Isser the Rabbanon? So if you don't accept that, so Rabbeinu Shmaya is interpreting that in the Gemara. He's saying on the level of the Raisa, Kolodim Kari Kedarka means all positions are acceptable, and the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go out of your way. It's missing a lot. So the Mishkan Es Yankev gives his interpretation. That's what we said over yesterday. So he gave this whole hekef. He said that Eilu Eilu Dirilikim Chayim, the original memory was in Erev and Yud Gimlo and Beis Menigeta to Bishama and Bisilo. And what it means is, Dirilikim Chaim, when you study Bishama's opinion, it constitutes a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Even though we know in advance that we're not going to paskan like Bishama, sometimes you learn a ganze sugya and yevomis. Bishama hold that Bishama shiti and yevomis and daf chav tes. We don't paskan like Bishama. They hold that, what do you call it? When the Yovam is Mekadosh, the Yovam, a Mimer. Bishami holds that Mimer is their Raisa. We hold that Mimer is only with the Rabbanim. So Bishami holds Mimer is their Raisa, and it plays a role on the level of Raisa. So you study a lot of Gemara there. Isn't it Bittul Torah? So the Gemara says, no, Dibre Lekim Chaim. When you study Bishami Shita, it's not Bittul Torah, even though we don't accept them at all. Dibre Lekim Chaim is a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But then there's another element of Eilu Dibre Kim Chaim that sometimes the Shita Sayochid, not only is it a kiyum of Talmud Torah to discuss the Shita Sayochid, sometimes it's even a Geil Halacha, that we consider it a Sofik Kol Dehu. That was the Lashon of the Ran on the Rif at the end of the first Perek in Kedushin, where the Ran and the Mishkan Siankev quotes it, and Kohelus Siankev, that sometimes you say Halacha Devar Mekel Ba'ovel, and in Orla B'chutz Laretz, and in all the other cases, we gave all the six dinim yesterday. So the and sometimes there's an inyan to be machma like the Shita Sayochid. He says you have the Mishkan Sein quotes, the Mishnais and Beitza, that sometimes the Tanoim would be choshesh for the other Shita. You even have Marshall in the beginning of Megillah. There's Machlokes Rav and his student Ravasi. When the Megillah Bizmano, you have to, Megillah on Purim, you're not reading in the Yom HaKnisa before Purim. You're reading the Megillah on Purim, do you need Asorah? Is it necessary to have a minion? So Rav holds Megillah Bizmano, Nikris B'yochid. And Rav Asi, his Talmud, disagreed with the Rebbe, and he holds that Megillah Bizmano, you do need Asorah. So even though Rav, the Rebbe, disagrees with the Talmud, the Gemara says, Rav is choshish for Rav Asi's opinion. The Rebbe was choshish for the Talmud's opinion, and he would always be matriach himself, even if it was difficult for him. He'd always go out of his way to make sure they'd had a minyan for Mikra Megillah Bizmana. Why? Because that's Eilu Be'eilu Dibre Lekim Chaim. So there's a midas chasidus to be choshish for the Shita Sayochid. It's like on the level of the Raisa, there's a din sofik the Raisa Lechumra. The sofik is if it's 50-50 or somewhere near 50-50. Here it's not near 50-50. Rav disagrees with Rav Asi. Rav Asi is his Talmud, so he says, you're wrong. But nonetheless, since Rav Asi held Megillah, Philip Bizmana, it needs Asorah. Some Rishonim hold even Li'ikuva. And you're not in the Yotze Machloek, because what does it mean you need Asorah? Li'ikuva, just L'chatchila. So some hold it's even Li'ikuva. So Rav was choshish for the other Shita. So that's what the Mishkan es Yaakov interprets in this Gemara. He says, Rabbi Yosef says, Osik Dibri B'Shama Lo Yosef Lo Klum doesn't mean because Rabbi Nishma is Pshat, because the Chachamim said the correct way to fulfill Kriya Shema is not to go out of your way. With the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go out of your way. No. The Shara, have you accomplished anything to be Choshish for Shitas B'Shamay? There is an Inyan to be Choshish for the Shitas HaYochid. In the Mishnayis in Beitza, he writes in his, the Mishkan Sanka writes, one who's Bokin Shas knows it's all over the place in Shas. That the Tanoim and Amram would be Choshish for the other Shitas. They would, it's a Midas Chasidus, because they were the Kim Chaim. So as a Midas Chasidus, it's considered in a certain sense, Sofik Darais Elchem. It's not a real Sofik, it's nowhere near 50-50, but as a Midas Chasidus, it's called Sofik Darais Elchem. But once you say Bishamay b'mok mesila in a Mishnah, so to be choshesh v'bishamay lo yosuv v'beklum. So he said that's the pshat. Not like Rabbeinu Shmaya. Rabbeinu Shmaya invented a whole new issa the rabbanon lebeis hillel that you're not allowed to go out of your way to recite Kriya Shema in a specific position. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. So Rabbeinu Shmaya interpreted it. That's the premise of the Gemara. So the Mishkan Sang said, you don't have to say it like that. You can just say, doesn't mean you're not Yotze Kriya Shema. No, it means you haven't accomplished the Midas Chasidus. Why? Because the second din of Eilu V'Eilu Divil Kim Chaim, that it's even a Gehla Aloha, it doesn't apply to B'Sham Lai B'Mokam Mesilu, because B'Sham B'Mokam Mesilu ain't a Mishnah, because it was Omda L'Minyan, like we explained yesterday. So how does he prove it? This not. How does he prove it? So he proves it, he's not sure what the proof is. The Mishkan says, either the pshat is like this, Ma'ish Sholchav Zikna Mishamai, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoiranis, Shohaya Yoshev, Roshav Ruva Besukha B'Shulchanam B'Sarach HaBayis, he wasn't even Choshesh for B'Shamai's opinion. They rise from that line. Not the line, Le'osav Eloi Klum, Le'kyam Temitzah Zodimecha. The L'Raya is, Shohaya Yoshev, Roshav Ruva Besukha B'Shulchanam B'Sarach HaBayis, why wasn't he choshesh for Beis Shammai Shittim? Because Beis Shammai Mokam Mesila in a Mishnah. So we ignore Beis Shammai. You don't accomplish any Midas Chasidus by being choshesh for Beis Shammai, because in a Mishnah. Perhaps that's the pshat. Or, he says, perhaps the pshat is the next line, that Beis Shammai said, Misham Raya. And Kena Yisneg, L'kiyam T'mitzvah Sukkah Mi'amecha. So he says, you go through Shas. Whenever there's a machloikas, if you yotze, let's say, you have this kind of esrog, I have a different esrog. Did you ever have a fine wise person tells the other guy, Bab's mother had, you're not Yotze the mitzvah, because you did like the shach, and the din is like the taz. So you say, did like the taz, and din is like, you don't bop the other guy over the head. You follow your shita. You follow the Mishnah Berurah, he follows the Chazanish. Everybody follows a different shita. Why does he bop him over the head? Lo kiyam the mitzvah sukkah mi'amecha. Why? Because Beis Shammai held that Beis Hillel is ain't a Mishnah. Just like we say, Beis Shammai mak mesila ain't a Mishnah, so Beis Shammai held regarding Beis Hillel, they're also ain't a Mishnah. So ain't a Mishnah means we disregard it completely. That's questionable. Why? Why should Beis Shammai hold? We know why is Beis Shammai mak mesila ain't a Mishnah. So we usually assume because it was Omdu L'Minyan. But Omdu L'Minyan, so how does Beis Shammai say to Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah? So Mistama, because they held that the only time the din, the Chumash says Achrab Lahatas and Parshas Mishpatim, but that's only if they're on the same level of learning. But if the miut is Mechadah Ditvei, then the din is like the miut. And it was Omdu L'Minyan. They were sitting together and they were always debating all the things out. And they held the din is Achrab Lahatas doesn't apply and the Mechadah Ditvei applies. It was Omdu L'Minyan, so the din is like Beis Shammai. So they say, Le'yekeyam T'mitzvah Sukkah Me'amecha. You're doing wrong. You don't, whenever there's a machlokes, one doesn't tell the other one you were doing wrong. But since it was Omdu L'Minyan, so just like Beis Hillel hold, Omdu L'Minyan is Beis Shammai Makom Mesila Ein HaMishnah, so Beis Shammai hold that Beis Hillel Makom Beis Shammai Ein HaMishnah. Those are his two suggestions.
The
Roy was like Beis Hillel, but the Mechadah Ditvei was Beis Shammai.
Yeah, but after the Omdu L'Minyan, there still
was a... Omdu L'Minyan means that they were together, yes. And they debated it, panim keneged panim.
But they voted, and the vote was like Beis
Hillel. So Beis Hillel hold that the Rabbim win, even though the miut is Mechadah Ditvei. But Beis Shammai hold Omdu L'Minyan...
I understand, because they felt they were better.
Even Beis Hillel agreed Beis Shammai and Mechadah Ditvei. That wasn't a point of dispute. The dispute was, what's the din? Omdu L'Minyan, so who wins? So Beishame held that Mechardei Tvei wins. So it was under the minion in the sense that they were together by Mokam Echad, Ponim Keneged Ponim, they argued it out, and Beishame still stuck to their guns.
Is that true? Do we see that in Shas? Beishame said continuously that Bezalel was wrong?
Yeah. They didn't give it.
Even after the Amdulaminion for everybody?
Yeah. The Gemara said, also Bishami Kidavim. They still continued.
They
yeah.
They didn't paskin for Kol Yisrael.
No, they did. They did. When they asked Kem Shalas, they would say, we say the din is like this. Oh. When they asked the Beis Hillel, so they were respectful of Bishami. So they said, Bishami is of the opinion. They were Magdimim Divrei Bishami the Divrei. They said, Bishami say like this, but we disagree. We hold not so. So their Beis Hillel were nice about it, but they would say Bishami Shita, and they said, but we don't think you should follow Bishami, follow us, because we're the Rabbim. And Bishami only said their Shita. They would paskin for the Rabbim like their Shita. So that's the Mishkan as Yankim suggests. The Rabbi Yosef said, doesn't mean you're not Yotze at all. No, the Rabbeinu Shmaya translated like that. That was his interpretation, so he had to invent a premise in the Gemara. That Rabbi Yosef meant to say, you're not Yotze the mitzvah, you're not Yotze Kriya Shema, had to come up with a new Issa de Rabbanon, Kolodim Karikidarkai, on the level of Rabbanon is an Issa. You're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to do Atifut to say Kriya Shema. You're not allowed to do Amida. You're not allowed to do Hatoya to say Kriya Shema. So the Mishkan is Yankim says it doesn't really say that. It just means, you haven't accomplished Amidas Chasidus. And he proves it either from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharani, but Davke did not like Beis Shammai. He sat Shulchan and Besoch Habayis because there's no value in being Machmer. Because Beis Shammai Makom Sila in a Mishnah, so there's no Bidus Chassidus to be Machmer. Or the Raya was from the sharp Lushan. What are you bopping him over the head? Chazanish holds like this, and the Mishkan and Yankov holds like that, and Briskerov holds like that. So nobody insults the other one. Why does he say Lo Kiyam the Mitzvah Suka? Because he holds Beisil B'makam Beishama Yaina Mishnah. So that's why the Beishama Hamaran Gizok. They said you're not Yotzi anything because Beisil B'makam Beishama Yaina Minyan. It was Om Dil Minyan. It was Ponim Keneged Ponim. They argued it out. The Beishama didn't change their minds. So it's always get Paskin like Beishama against Beisil. That's the Mishkan Es Yaakov's interpretation. Yeah. Some very fascinating Gemara here. But the Rabbeinu Shmaya has to introduce a new element in the Gemara. That on the level of the Raisa, Kol Adam Kor Kedarka means one thing. You're not required to go out of your way. And the level of Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go out of your way. It's an Issa Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go out of your way. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say. On the answer to the Kasha that the Rishonim all asked that we said yesterday, on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, was that there were two Talmidim, both ate in one place and they forgot to bench and they went to a different location. So one of them was B'shoigeg and he was Machmon like B'shama. He went back to bench in the original place. Motza, what did he find? Ashkach, what was it? Arniki de Dahava. Found a wallet full of golden coins, a pocketbook full of golden coins. So why was he rewarded if he's Machman like Beis Shammai? If the Gemara said there's no, you don't accomplish anything to be Machman like Beis Shammai. Why was he rewarded? All the Rishonim asked that question. So they answer, some of them answer. So we said yesterday, Rav Shmuel Bar Chofni says, Zerai that the din is like Beis Shammai. Not that he was Machman like Beis Shammai, Zerai that the din is like Beis Shammai. Most of the Rishonim say, no, the din is like Beis Hillel, the din is not like Beis Shammai. So why was he rewarded? So some said with the Tosas on Nun Beis Amin Beis. Even Beis Hillel agreed that lachatchila more correct is he should go back and bench, and that's why if he went bemezid, if he left the location bemezid, even Beis Hillel agreed you have to go back to bench in the original place. So if you left b'shoigeg, true Beis Hillel say it's not necessary to go back, but they also agree it's a midas chassid. If you do go back, is much better. So that's why he deserves a reward. Because not because he did like Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel also agreed that chayla more correct is to go back. But over here, you don't accomplish anything. Over here, you don't accomplish anything, sir. So Soloveitchik used to say differently. He said, there's nothing wrong if you want to be machma like Beis Shammai, it's okay. But here, according to Rabbeinu Shmaya, it's an iser. Beis Hillel hold that kol adam kari kedarka is an iser mid the Rabbani. You're not allowed to change, you're not allowed to go out of your way to recite Kriya Shema in a specific position. But Dafke, he thought that that medrash that the Taz quotes in Siman Ches enhances the Rabbeinu Shmaya's pshat. That's like the Rabbeinu Shmaya. There's an isim of the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to go out of your way to recite Kriya Shema in a specific position.
Who says what? This is a chumrah, that's a chumrah. But the benching, we understand, it's better to go back. It's logical, too. But here, who says this? Shama is machmer or mekel? It's not a question of machmer or mekel. It's a question of what does the Torah mean when it says that did?
So that's what some Rishonim say. Here, it doesn't make sense to be machmer like Beisham because it's the false pshat in the pasuk. It's the, you're reading the wrong pshat in the pasuk. B'sham may translate B'shach B'cha in a reclining position, K'mecha in a standing position, but still say it doesn't mean that at all. So if you're going to be machma like B'sham, you're demonstrating a false pshat in the pasuk. But over there, it's a shayla and a din de rabbanan, so why not be machma like B'sham? But here it's false galem pshat in the pasuk. That's what some Rishonim say. Here you're not allowed to be machma like B'sham because it's the wrong pshat. You're demonstrating the wrong pshat in the pasuk. Yeah, this is some unusual Gemara. Nachma, so what's on the top line? Let's say Yud Aleph and Aleph on the top line. Gemara says, Bishleme Bishil Kamafarshi Tamayu Vitaime de Beishamai. They explain the whole story. What motivates Beishamai to disagree with the Bishil? Amalach Beishamai. If all the Pasuk means to say is Bishach Bel Kamecha, there's Man Shchiba, there's Man Kima. So Lemakraba Baikabera, my Bishach Kamecha means a double connotation. Bishash Khiva. It should be Bishash Khiva and it should be Shiva Mamish. It should be Sai Kriyashma in a reclining position. Or Bishash Kima, that they agree with Basil, Bishash Kima, it should be Kima Mamish. It has a double meaning. There's a Zman Kriyashma deraisa, and it should be in a standing position. And there's Zman Kriyashma Shalerev also. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that the Sov Zman Kriyashma is a din deraisa, bizman shchiba, bizman kiba. That's what the Basil will say. B'shal kamecha, b'shosh b'nei adam shach, b'shosh b'nei adam omdim. Sounds like the zman kriyashma is a din deraisa. There's a kesef mishnah on the side of the Rama, Mesta Kasha, that in the first mishnah there was a machlokes hatanaim, how they translate b'shach b'cha. So the first tanaim said b'shach b'cha when people are going to sleep. So you can't recite Kriya Shema after the first third of the night because everybody's already sleeping in bed. And the next time it says, no, all night long. B'shocha means B'shocha Meriodam when the people are sleeping in the bed. So why do all the Tanaim agree, the Kes Mishneh is, why do all the Tanaim agree that this is Sovzman Kriya Shema Shal Shacharis? Someone should translate B'kumecha, not when you're waking up. When you're awake all day long. So just like Kriya Shema Shal Laila, B'shocha means when people are sleeping in bed. Kamecha means when people are awake. So the Kes Mishnah says, Anachinami, he thinks that on the level of the Raisa, just like Kriya Shema Shalaila is all night long, because B'shach B'cha means when the people are lying down in bed, so Kamecha means when the people are awake and Minatar it's all day long, and the din of Sozman Kriya Shema Shalshach is only Ad Gimel Shoah, B'shach Shabinam Lachem Omdim, Mimitoy Seim is only a din the Rabban. So the Mogen Avraham quotes this Kes of Mishnah, and he says it's against the Tosefta. There's a Beferish of Tosefta in Brachas that says, "Kishem shekava Torah zman leKriya Shema, kach kava Chachamim zman leTfilah." So you see Beferish that the Sozman Kriya Shema is a din deraisa, and the Sozman Tfilah is a din derabbanan. That's a Beferish of Tosefta. The Itayin is, what about the Kes Mishnah's Kasha? Just like you said, B'shoch B'cha means when you're resting in bed, so B'kumecha means when you're walking around. So the Rishonim asked that kasha on Bracha. So they say in Hebrew the word means different. Kumecha does mean when you're walking around, while you are awake. Kumecha means that you're getting out of bed. Pshach b'cha you can interpret in either way. So the first Tana Rav Lezer and the opening Mishnah, Rav Lezer said till 1:30 of the night because he translated pshach b'cha b'shosh b'nei adam hochem lishon. And we assume pshach b'cha means when people are resting, but kumecha doesn't mean when they're standing up. It means when you're waking up out of the bed. Sure. So that was a machlokes. That was the Shagasarya has that discussion. He said there's a Mishnah later that says that women are potter from Kriya Shema. Where's that Mishnah? Chafam and Aleph, the last line. Noshim Abanim Pturim Me Kriyashma. Why they put them in Kriyashma? Because the mitzvah says the Shazma Grama. So why is it a Zman Grama? So if there's a din of so Zman Kriyashma, so then it's a Zman Grama. But if you all like the Kesem Mishnah, that Kriyashma Shal Laila is all night long, and Kriyashma Shal Yom is all day long, so any minute of the day or the night, there's always an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So why is it called the mitzvah Zesesh as Magram? So they say they're two different mitzvahs. Oh, that's it. They're two different mitzvahs. Manu Shal Zeh, Lokas Manu Shal Zeh. The Kriyashma Shal Laila is only by Laila, not by Yom. So that's a discussion. That's the machloikas, right? Can you disprove the case of Mishnah based on this Mishnah? Mishnah says Noshim. He's wrong anyway because the Perishat Tosefta. But the question is, can you disprove his theory because the Mishnah says that it's a Zman Grama? So that's what you argue. No, the Shagas Aryeh has this discussion. Is that called a mitzvah sesei Shaloi Hazman Grama? Because any minute of the day you can fulfill. What do you mean? They're two different mitzvahs. This mitzvah is Zman Grama Balayla. That mitzvah is Zman Grama Bayom. The two different mitzvahs. In the Minyan HaMitzvahs, it's a machlekes. The Rambam counts Kriyashma Shalai to Kriyashma Shal Yom as one mitzvah. And the Ramban counts it as two different mitzvahs. Like Tomas Shal Shachar, Tomas Shal Ben Abayim, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. And the Ramban counts it as two different mitzvahs. Manu Shal Zeh, Lokas Manu Shal Zeh. Kibbut Aviyim is also, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. And the Kibbut Horim. And the Ramban thinks it should be counted as two mitzvahs. Kibbut Av is one mitzvah, Kibbut Eim is another mitzvah. The Rambam has 14 svarim. The Yad HaChazok has 14 svarim. So one sefer is Ahava. So in the beginning of every sefer in the Rambam, he has a pasuk that serves as the motto of the sefer. So you got to break your head to try to understand why did he quote, why does he think that pasuk is the motto? So you have Mado Ahava. So Kriyashma in this is in the Sefer of Ahava. Kriyashma and Tfilo. What is the motto of Ahava? Ooh. So he has on the top Mo Hafti Sarasecha Kalayam Hisichasi. That's the motto of Sefer Ahava. So what did he understand by Ahava? That he quotes that pasuk. So Rav Soloveitchik thought the Rambam includes in Ahava the mitzvahs that are kol hayom, all day long. So Kriyashma, the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. Kriyashma shal laila, Kriyashma shal yom, one mitzvah all day long. You have a mitzvah of Kriyashma, and Tfilah is also erev abayke v'tzahrayim. You daven all day long. Halabai sheyispal adam kol hayom kulo, all day long. Where does he have Talmud Torah, though? Talmud Torah he has in Mada. He should have had it. Kol Hayom Hisichasi? I don't know. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. He includes in Kol Hayom, Ahava is the things that are Kol Hayom. B'ahavos tishge tomid. If you're in love with the Torah, in love with the Rabban Shalom, so it's going to be all day and all night. The person's going to be crazy in love. B'ahavos tishge tomid. Yeah. So Nachamal, so the Beis Shammai say you learn out two things from the pasuk: bizman shchiva, bizman kima, and the position that the person should be in at the time that he's reciting Kriyashma. Bizman shchiva should be shchiva mamish, in a reclining position, or bizman kima should be in a standing position, kima mamish. Freg the Gemara, but the Beis Hillel argue balechtu chabad derech. The guy's walking; that's neither reclining nor standing. So don't you see balechtu chabad derech? So he says, no, balechtucha baderech, if you're on a trip, you have to stop, either stand, or you have to recline. If it's shachris, you stand still. If it's ma'ariv, you recline. And balechtucha baderech means if you're on a trip, you also recite Kriyashma, but you don't recite Kriyashma while you're walking. No, that's not the hatoya, and it's not amida. So what does it mean, balechtucha baderech? So the Gemara, doesn't that show like Beishama call out Kori Kedarkai? Even Bahalicha, they get five cases, Amida and Hatoya and Halicha and Oskim and Malachtom, everything goes. So they answer, no, Belechtu Chabad Derech tells you the din, Hoisik bin Mitzvah, Potem and Amitzvah. So Umabile, that pasuk b'lachal aderech is needed for the following din leketanya. Shivtcha b'beisecha pat loisik b'mitzvah b'lachal aderech pat lachosin. Yeah, basically there's a din oisik b'mitzvah patur from a mitzvah. So that's when you're oisik in one mitzvah, you're patur from the other mitzvah. And then we extend it by a chosin, even though he's not yet oisik in the mitzvah. He's saying Kriya Shema before he's going to be a Rishayna. But since he's Torah to the mitzvah, he's nervous, he's concerned, and because he's concerned, if he marries a psula, he's concerned, and he can't be Mechavan in the Kriya Shema. So he's Pata from Kriya Shema, that's an extension of the Din of Isaac ben Mitzvah, Pata from mitzvah. Yeah. So they're both a form of, the first Din is if you're actually Isaac ben Mitzvah, Pata from mitzvah. And the second din is an extension. That's also called chos, and is also oisik b'mitzvah pata mina mitzvah. Yeah, oisik b'mitzvah pata mina mitzvah. What if he's oisik in a mitzvah b'radam lachavera pata som a mitzvah b'radam lamakam also? So some achrayim have it like that. The Gemara in Perek HaKaines also has oisik mitzvah pata mina mitzvah. Gemara says shomer aveda is machlokes. The machloek is Rabbah v'Rav Yosef, where the Shomer Aveda has a din of a Shamachinim or a Shamasachar. He's not paid any salary, so why should he be a Shamasachar? He should be a Shamachinim. The machloek is in the Gemara, machloek is a Rishonim had a Paskin also, whether like Rabbah or like Rav Yosef. So Shomer Aveda isn't paid any money, so he should really be a Shamachinim. Why did anybody hold that he's a Shamasachar? So the Gemara has two different explanations. So one explanation is Rachmana Shabdei. Since the Torah required that you are mechuyev to pick up the Aveda, so the Torah, I never accepted it by myself to become a Shomer Aveda, but the Torah requires of me, so that whenever the Torah imposes a chiva, the Torah imposes to the maximum. Like in Kiddushin, we learned last year in Kiddushin, so the Gemara says there's room to distinguish, and some Rishonim pasul like this, whether Shibura deraisa, Shibura lav deraisa, and maybe a milvak said about Torah when the Torah imposes the chiyuv. So Shibura deraisa, the Torah imposes to the maximum. If it's milvak shenik said about Torah, you accepted the obligation on your own, then you say Shibura lav deraisa. Then you don't say. So whenever the Torah imposes, the Gemara says, Rachmana Shabda, the Torah imposes the chiyuv on the Motzi Abeda, you have to pick it up, you have to become a Shomer Abeda. So the Torah imposes to the maximum, you become a Shomer Sochar, even though you're not paid on the salary. That's one suggestion. The Rosh Hameach has an interesting line. He thinks that line was added on by the Rabbanus Avaroi. He doesn't think that's the real reason. He says the real reason is Pruta de Rav Yosef. Everybody knows in Shas. What is Pruta de Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef is the one who holds that he's a Shomer Sochar. Rav Yosef says there is a din hoisik b'mitzvah patam ra mitzvah. So let's say the guy is the Shomer Aveda. So every so often he found a garment. Every so often he has to shake out the garment to air it out. Or he found a sefer. So every so often he has to open up the sefer, blow off the dust, and air it out that it shouldn't get ruined where it is. So when he's busy being metapal in the jacket that he found, or being metapal in the sefer, whatever, he found the behemoth, whatever, if he's busy being metapal, so he's oisik b'mitzvah. Calls man the abed is in his house, he's not being oisik. That's what Tosis says. If I have a mezuzah on my doorpost, so all day and all night I'm potter from doing mitzvahs because I'm a kaim a mitzvah. I have an arbor kamfis on, so all day long I'm potter from doing mitzvahs. So Tosis says, no. The Gemara didn't say, I'm a kaim mitzvah, potter man a mitzvah. The Gemara says, ho'isik the mitzvah, potter man a mitzvah. There is no hisaskos. If you put the mezuzah on the house 5 years ago, and it's hanging on the doorpost, but now there is no hisaskos. When you're nailing on the mezuzah, that's hisaskus. So hisaskus and mitzvah A patas you for mitzvah B. But if you're not being misasik in mitzvah A, doesn't pata for mitzvah B. You put on the arba kamis, you put it on already. So wearing the arba kamis all day long, so you're mekayma mitzvah all day long, but you're not being misasik. So that's what Tosis says. The guy's meshav aveda, so calls man the aveda is in his house. He's mekayma mitzvah v'ashavas aveda because he's waiting to find out who the rightful owner is. But he's not being misasik in anything. So how can Rabbi Yosef say, Oisik b'mitzvah, pata mana mitzvah, if an ani will come and ask me for an adabah, I'm not mechuyev to give him tzedakah because I'm oisik in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, I'm pata from the mitzvah tzedakah. I'm not being oisik in the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. I'm doing my daily routine. So Tosh says, no, it doesn't mean all day and all night he's pata from giving tzedakah. If he's shaking out the beggar, or he's airing out the sefer, or he's feeding the animals that he found, the Aveda, if he's busy being metapal in the Aveda, then you say he's not mechuyev to stop in order to give the ani money, Isaac ben mitzvah is patur min ha-mitzvah. That's what Tosfos writes. The saskus is patur. That's the pashtus in the Gemara. The Gemara Sukkah has an example also. Isaac ben mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Gemara says kaisvei svarin tefillin and mezuzas patur min ha-sukkah. Achalamoy, they're busy. The Gemara says they're busy writing Sifrei Torah. There are communities where they need Sifrei Torah. So they're busy writing on Chalamoy Sukkahs. They're writing Sifrei Torah because they're going to use them. Or they're correcting Sifrei Torah, they're going to use them. So they're writing Sifrei Torah, they're Mekayim HaMitzvah. The mitzvah is to have a Sifrei Torah. And it says, Hey Metagreim, Metagre Tagreim. Let's say there are people, merchants who sell Sifrei Torah. There are merchants who sell Arba Kamfes, and they sell Tchelis. They sell tzitzis. So it says, hey, metagreim, metagre, tagreim, all the merchants are mekayim mitzvah by selling tchelis, by selling tzitzis. They're not mekayim mitzvah, they're in the business. The answer is, yeah, but they're oisik ben mitzvah. He's saskus and the mitzvah paters, even if there is no kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah itself doesn't pater. He's saskus paters, even if there's no kiyum mitzvah. Kiyum mitzvah does not pater if there's no saskus. So that's what the Tosfos says. Oisik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. It's only if there's a saskus, then it paters. The Netziv has a famous, fantastic chiddush. Rav Soloveitchik never heard of this Netziv. I remember once he was giving shir on Sukkah. It was right after Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim. So Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria came to America. He's the one who founded all the yeshivot B'nai Akiva in Eretz Yisrael. He passed away a long time ago. So he came to the yeshiva right after Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim to encourage yeshiva guys in America to go to Eretz Yisrael to try to do kiruv activities. Because there was such euphoria after the Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim, they got the Makkah Harabais, everyone, the Chilonim, was so excited. It was a Shas HaKaisha to try to get the people to be observant. So he wanted as many religious Jews to come to Eretz Yisrael to be Mekarv Olachinonim. He didn't succeed in getting too many people. So he came to the yeshiva, and he came to Rav Soloveitchik shir. So at that time, Rav Soloveitchik already gave the shir in English. So he was sitting and listening. He didn't speak English. So he raised his hand in the middle. He said, in Hebrew, do you give me permission to ask a question? So he said, yeah. So he starts asking for this netziv. This is a famous netziv, the one I'm going to say. Rav Soloveitchik said he never heard of it. So the netziv wrote a bir on the shiltas. So the shiltas on every parsha, Bereishis Nach Lech Lo, on every parsha, he has Shailos Halacha Lemaisa. And then he gives you a thumbnail description of what the mitzvah is all about. And then at the end, you have Hazinu, Zayis HaBrach at the end. So he talks about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. So when he talks about Sukkot, the Shiltas. When the Shiltas talks about Sukkot there, so the Netziv has this discussion. He came up with a new concept that that's what Rav Soloveitchik never heard of, but all of the recent Mechabim in the last century, everybody quotes this from the Netziv. That he came up with an Einfeld, there's a concept of Hechsha Mitzvah HaKosa Bator. When you construct a sukkah, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the Hesitna Sukkah. I can get a Goy to build the sukkah for me. When you tie tzitzis on the Beged, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. You have to wear the Beged. But construction of the sukkah, according to the drush of the Torah Shemal Peh, is interpreted in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Chaga Sukkah Tatsa Lachar Shivas Yamim Ba'os Pachom Migarnacham Yikvecho. So the Pshuto Shal Mikra means you should celebrate Chag Sukkot Tasa L'Chol, you should celebrate the festival of Sukkot for a duration of 7 years. At that season of the year, the Torah Shal Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Pshuto Shal Mikra is true, but it has an additional level of interpretation. Sukkot Tasa L'Chol, you should construct the Sukkot, Tasa V'Lo Menosei, Shivas Yomim, the Sukkot should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. And what material should be used to put the schachan, v'az b'cham b'garna cham yekvecha from the psaldas garan v'yekev. Has to be gedule karka. Tolosh and dobe sheni mekabel tumah. Either the word chag doesn't fit in, so that's what the Gemara says in Sukkah daf tes menalav. Chag ha-sukkahs means the sukkahs hukash l'korban chagiga. So it's like, k'shem shalchal shem shamayim ala chagiga, and chagiga is a shlomim, k'chal shem shamayim ala sukkah, the sukkahs hukas in the mitzvahs. So the Torah Shemal Peh gives a whole interpretation in the Pasuk that it goes on Asiyas HaSukkah. And the same thing, Gedilim Tasa L'cho. You should tie tzitzis on the corner of the Beged. Alav B'kafas Kuscha. The mitzvah is not fulfilled by putting the tzitzis on the Beged. You fulfill the mitzvah by wearing it. But since the Chumash speaks about the Hechsha Mitzvah, the Hechsha Mitzvah, Kosa B'Torah, has a special status. What's his special status? So he says, there are four nafkaminas halacha lemaisa. So he says, first of all, we say, mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha. If you know how to tie tzitzis, so it says, echsavtam al mezuzah b'seich b'sherecha. If you know how to write a mezuzah, it's preferable you should buy a cloth and write your own mezuzah rather than buy a fully made mezuzah. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha is not only when you nail the mezuzah on the door, when you mekayim the mitzvah, even the hechsher mitzvah, cutting off the lulav from the tree, you don't say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha, because the Chumash doesn't speak about that. Or shearing off the wool from the animal's back in order to, and spinning the thread to make it into chutei tzitzis. You don't say it's a hechsher mitzvah bal yosem b'shlucha. No, that's not the mitzvah. But tying on the beggar, that says in the Chumash, gedilan tasal chal abba kamfas chuscho. So it's preferable if you know how to tie tzitzis, it's better you should buy the beggar separately and the chutim separately and tie it on yourself. Mitzvah bal yosem b'shlucha. So that's one nafkamin he has. A mitzvah bal yosem b'shlucha and a hechsher mitzvah. Then he has another nafkamina. He says, "Hoisik ben mitzvah, potam ben mitzvah." It says, "Kaisvei svarin tefillin mezuzas p'tur min asuke." Why? So we said because hoisik ben mitzvah, potam ben mitzvah. So the netziv, Rav Soloveitchik, didn't like it. The netziv married into the family. The netziv was Rav Soloveitchik's great 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 grandfather. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik married the granddaughter of the netziv. Shapira, before Balojana, was the son-in-law of the Netziv. Rabbi Chaim married the daughter of Rabbi Fol. But he was not from the family, the Netziv. He was a stranger. He wasn't from the family means the direct descendants of Rabbi Chaim Balojana. So he was not, they didn't hold from his learning. Rabbi Chaim had when they said there was a period of time that they were co-Rosh Yeshiva, the Netziv gave Shia Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Rabbi Chaim said Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Shabbos, all the Talmidim Chazit. And the three blot, they used to cover approximately a blot a day in the shiur that they gave in the yeshiva. And the same Talmidim listened the first 3 days of the week, they listened to the Netziv. The last 3 days, they listened to Rav Chaim. It was Kerachak Mizrach Mimayrav, different style of shiur. Some of the people only attended the Netziv shiur, Rav Kook. He didn't like Rav Chaim shiur. And others only attended Rav Chaim shiur. They didn't like the Netziv shiur. But so it was a very different style. So the Netziv came up with this fantastic chiddush that Kaisa is svarin tefillin and mezuzas p'turim min asuke because Isaac mitzvah p'turim min mitzvah, but he's not being mekayim any mitzvah. He's writing sefer Torah. Why is he p'turim min mitzvah? So the pashto says there is no din hamekayim mitzvah p'turim min mitzvah. The din is ha'isik b'mitzvah. The hisaskus patas. If you mekayim a mitzvah, you have a mezuzah on the door. You're wearing an arba kamfas. You're being mekayim a mitzvah, but there is no hisaskus now. So it doesn't pater. And if there is a saskus, even though there's no kiyama mitzvah, it does pater. His saskus paters. So kaisvah tzvarin tefillin mezuzah. Hemet tagreim et tagrei tagreim. Those who are selling it, they're not becoming any mitzvah. They're doing business. They're selling tefillin and they're selling tzitzis. So his saskus and the mitzvah pater. So somehow the netziv ignores that. And he says, arayif anad gemara, that since it says, "Uchsavtam al mezuzas beisach v'sherecha ksivas sefer Torah tefillin mezuzas hechem mitzvah kosa b'toyra." So it has the status of a semi mitzvah or semi status of a mitzvah, however you say. So therefore, it patas ben mitzvah. Isik mitzvah patas. What's the whole problem in the first place? He is being misasik in the mitzvah. Who says that you have to have that? It should have the status of a mikzas mitzvah. It doesn't have to. It's a hisaskus and a mitzvah. So the Netziv thinks no. It's because hechsher mitzvah, kosav Torah, has the semi-status of a mitzvah. Then he has another nafkamina, nishba lebatlus a mitzvah. A guy swears, I'm not going to construct the sukkah this year. He'll get the kids to make the sukkah. So he says, that's called nishba lebatlus a mitzvah. Why? Because since it's a hechsher mitzvah, there's a mishnah like that in Shavuos. The mishnah says, a man swears, I'm not going to like tefillin today. The man swears, I'm not going to say kriyashma today. So nishba lebatlus hamitzvah is a shva shav. It's not chal. So the Mishnah gives an example. Suki she'eni oise. How do you translate? So the netziv is a literalist. Suki she'eni oise. I will not construct the sukkah. Pasha b'shad, we speak English. So we say, I will not do the mitzvah of sukkah. Suki she'eni oise. I will not do the mitzvah of sukkah. So the netziv holds that's not Hebrew. Sukhisheni Yosef, I will not do the mitzvah. Sukhisheni Yosef. So he says, Sukhisheni Yosef means I will not construct the sukkah. So you're not mechuyev to constructive sukkah. So he says, no, since it's a hechsher mitzvah, kasma Torah has the status of a semi-status of a mitzvah. So it's nishba levatlon sa mitzvah, so the shvuah is not chal. It's called the shvuah shav. Then he has a fourth nafkemina. They say a bracha when you construct the sukkah. So the Tosfos in Sukkah quotes the Yerushalmi that there are opinions in Amoraim that when you build the sukkah, you say Shogasham Tasavano, Alasya Sasukkah. The Babli Paskin is not so. The Babli and Menachos in Perikat Cheles quotes there were those Amoraim who rubbed the opinion when they tie the chutim on the beged, they say a bracha Shogasham Tasavano, not lihisate pitzitz, he's not being misateh, Alasya Satsitzis. So the other Amora got angry. He said, what are you, I hear you saying tzitzis, tzitzis. What are you saying, a bracha tzitzis, a bracha about dollar? You only say a bracha when you wear the tzitzis, not when you tie it. So then the Tzib says, yeah, but there were shittas in the Yerushalmi and in the Bavli, that since it's a hechsher mitzvah, kosma Torah, it needs a brichas ha-mitzvah. We don't pasken like that. We pasken, you only say the bracha when you do the kol davish mitzvasa, gemar mitzvasa. Kol davish asiyasa, gemar mitzvasa, then you say a bracha. You don't say a bracha in the hechsher mitzvah. So these are the four nafkaminas that he came up with. A fantastic maroche, a nafkamina for nishba levatel sa mitzvah, a nafkamina for mitzvah bo yosef b'shluchai, what's the other one, nafkamina for bichas sa mitzvah, and oisik b'mitzvah, potem ala mitzvah. A ganza maroche he came up.
Why not just say it's a mitzvah?
No, it's not a mitzvah.
Why do we have to say
that
it's not a mitzvah?
It's not. If a guy doesn't build the sukkah himself, he sits in someone else's sukkah, or someone else made the sukkah for him, he's yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. It just, it's a heder. It's a heder.
Can
it be a mitzvah kiyumis? I don't even know if it's a mitzvah kiyumis. I don't know.
There's people who say that. Shekhiyona, you should have in mind the Asiyas of Sukkah.
Yes.
So that we do
the Gemara says, oh, it's the Sukkah Liatma. Just let's say I buy a new house. I say Shekhiyona. It doesn't have to be a brand new house. I didn't own the house. I buy a house. You say Shekhiyona. I buy a car. You say Shekhiyona. So if you buy underwear, you don't say Shekhiyona. Buy a new suit, you do say Shekhiyona. Buy a dog house or a doll house, you don't say Shekhiyona. You build the Sukkah, that's oh, it's a Bais Liatmo. Since you're going to use the sukkah for a mitzvah, so that's what. So you say shachyona, not because of the mitzvah. Because it's a mitzvah, so it's not like underwear, it's not like a doghouse. As the chashiv is like a real house. So just like you say shachyona, when you build a new house, when you buy a new house, you say shachyona. So when you build a new sukkah, you say shachyona. Yeah. But that's the regular shachyona one. It's not the shachyona because of the mitzvah. The mitzvah makes it that it's a bais choshuv, and a bais choshuv is a bracha. So that's the Netziv has like that. He says, why is it kosei svarim tefillin mezuzas apturim in a mitzvah? Because kosei mitzvah patur a mitzvah. So he pushes in this concept because it's hechsher mitzvah kosma Torah. The pashtus we usually assume not so. That's not why. That's Rav Soloveitchik. That's not why because hechsher mitzvah kosma Torah. No, because it's he's doing his askus. Because tagreim and tagrei tagreim, that's no posik on that. The people who sell the tefillin, people who sell the tzitzis. There's no hechsher mitzvah kosma Torah. That the answer is ha'esik b'mitzvah. They're doing his saskus and a mitzvah. Even if there's no kiyma mitzvah, his saskus patters you. So that's what Tosfos says. Just because you're wearing a talis kotan and you have a mezuzah on your door all day long, that doesn't patter you because there is no his saskus. So what does the Gemara quote there? By Pruta de Rav Yosef, we started off Pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, when you're Oisik in HaShabbos Aveda, so Tosfos says, when he's shaking out the beged, or airing out the sefer, then he's being Mesasik in HaShabbos Aveda, when he's picking it up. When he's doing his saskas, then he's Potter from the mitzvah. So the Gemara applies it over there. So some Achrenim say, Oisik be mitzvah, Shebin Adam Lachaveira, Potter from the mitzvah, Shebin Adam Lachaveira. You're doing Hashavas Aveda, so you put it from Tzedakah. Or over here, the Gemara has what? Ha'isik b'mitzvah, potah ben ha-mitzvah, he's going to travel to the yeshiva. He's going to be mekabel, the Gemara in Sukkot says, Ha'isik mitzvah, he's going to be mekabel p'nei rabba b'regel. He's going to visit his Rebbe on Chol HaMoed, he's traveling. So he's potah ben ha-sukkah. Why? If you're oisik and a mitzvah ben adam namak, he potter from a mitzvah shem ben adam namak. If you're oisik and a mitzvah shem ben adam machaveiroi, he potter from a mitzvah shem ben adam machaveiroi. Would you switch it? Would you say switches also? So some of the achrayim said only in the same area. They point out that Taisu says not so. Taisu says a guy's tovel in a mikveh, and an oni comes at the time that I'm being tovel in a mikveh, I'm not mukhiv to give him tzedakah. Because Isaac be mitzvah, potter man mitzvah. He's Isaac a table in the mikveh, that's not ben adam machaver, that's ben adam lamakar. So Taisa says Isaac and the mitzvah ben adam machaver is potter from tzedakah, even though that's a ben adam machaver. So they point out that Taisus is beferish against this deif and achrayin. The Maritz Chayis quotes that on that Taisus. That's a Taisus in the end of Shavuos. So we have this din, Oisik be mitzvah, potan mitzvah. There is a machlokes, famous machlokes, Tosfos and the Ran. Tosfos in Perek HaKoines has a big fat Tosfos on this. They say, Oisik be mitzvah, potan man mitzvah is only if you're doing isaskos, and at the time you're doing the isaskos, it's the Yefshel Kaim Shneim. You can't do the second mitzvah without stopping the first mitzvah. So you can stop the first mitzvah, do the second mitzvah, go back to the first mitzvah. So that's you're not mechuyev to. Since you're busy doing the first mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to be mapsik. Even though you lose the opportunity to do the second mitzvah. Second mitzvah is a mitzvah veris. First mitzvah is a mitzvah shein veris. I can pause for 5 minutes, do the second mitzvah, go back to the first mitzvah. So that's the din. Ha'isik b'mitzvah, potman ha'mitzvah. You're not mechuyev to pause. And there's a famous ritva at the end of the second parak in Sukkah. He says, not only you're not mechuyev to pause, it's also lahapsik. You're not allowed to be mapsik. Because since you're potter from the second mitzvah, we treat it as if it were a dvar harishus, and you're being mapsik the first mitzvah to do a dvar harishus. The Maramshik has a tshuva, where he writes one of his talmidim. Maybe we'll start from that tomorrow. He got a rundown. So, okay, Maramshik's tshuva. One of his talmidim got a rabbonis in Eretz Yisrael, so he sent him a letter. He's not allowed to go. So we'll start from the Maramshik tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow is Thursday. Sometimes you do Chumash on Thursday if we did Gemara 4 days a week. But this week we didn't do any Gemara on Sunday. So Gemara, we got to do some Gemara tomorrow. Okay?
There is an iPhone there.
Daniel, he's gone.
Yeah.
He forgot it here because he never records.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Totally forgot.
It's on.
It's on.
Okay, good. So anyone who's